welcome you back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside Greg Cosell. And Greg, last year, safety was a big topic heading into free agency. Jarris Bird, sort of the player of choice. But Eagles, of course, went and got Malcolm Jenkins. I think we can say that they maybe made the right choice
there. They did indeed.
And another good group of safeties here coming this year in 2015. Let's take a look, starting with Devin McCourty from the Patriots. And you see him make a very, very impressive play here against the Ravens in that great playoff game.
Yeah, and I think McCourty had a phenomenal last 2 months of the season. He played really well. We'll get to that in a sec, but this play is just worth breaking down as a play because this is what we call a three-level stretch. You're going to see the tight end work long. You're going to see Torrey Smith, I believe, right here. He's going to work across the field. Then you're going to have a back in the flat. And if we sort of clear this and let this play, you're going to see McCourty. He does an unbelievable job. If you freeze it right here, he's already moved. Joe Flacco is the quarterback. He has not even thrown the ball yet. McCourty, an unbelievable job of reading the concept, understanding where the throw is going to go. It's going to go to Torrey Smith on the deep crossing route. And this is the kind of thing McCourty does extremely well. He's a really smart player. He's an aware player. When you play deep safety, Bo, what's really important, you have to be able to read routes and understand route concepts. So when you play safety,
yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Eagles might be looking for one. Could be in the building.
You might be right.
Probably.
And so here you see him make an unbelievable play as we run it. But just to finish up on McCourty, they started to use him this year, too, in more versatile ways. He started to play man-to-man against tight ends. He started to play closer to the box. So he came in the league as a corner. He has a very multiple and versatile skill set. And to me, Devin McCourty is the best safety available in this free agent class.
Came into the league as a corner, much like Malcolm Jenkins. All right, how about Raheem Moore, who came into the league as a safety, and he's one of those deep safeties, athletic, rangy guys pass game.
Correct. I remember when he came out of UCLA, that's what everybody talked about, that he was a deep player, a single high player or a two-shell player, not really a line of scrimmage player. His game is movement. A lot of people were uncertain when he came in what kind of movement he had. He's not quite an Earl Thomas with his movement, but he's turned out to be a very good player with range. He has some speed, good speed.
Look at how much ground
he covers
here.
This is an excellent play by Moore. This is the kind of play you get when you get Raheem Moore. You get a single high safety, and you get a two-shell deep safety, and that's his game. And he had a very good season this year for the Denver Broncos.
All right, as we move on from Raheem Moore, rather, we go to Antrell Roll, a perennial Pro Bowler, former first-round pick. Getting a little bit older, of course, but Eagles fans well aware of what Antrell Roll can do.
And Antrell Roll, on this given play, we're going to see Antrell Roll here read a route and make an interception. But Roll is another very versatile player, Bo. He can play near the line of scrimmage. He's played the slot, and he's played it very effectively. He can almost be used as a linebacker at times and defend the run with his physicality and his willingness to hit. So Antrell Roll, yes, he's getting a little longer in the tooth, but I think he's a really good player who brings a very versatile skill set.
All right, moving on from Antrell Roll, we go to Louis Delmas, who was a free agent last year, signed a one-year deal with Miami, stayed healthy for one of the first times in his career, and you see him with a good recognition of what's coming on this play.
Yeah, this is good route recognition by Delmas. Delmas has been a player that, because of injury, has never really had that season, that great season that a lot of people anticipated he would have. He was a first-round pick when he came out of college, and I think Delmas is a guy that has a pretty multiple skill set. It's his body type that's always been a little concerning because he's a physical player. He likes to play near the line of scrimmage. He likes to stick his nose in there. Always positive traits, but he's not quite big enough to do that over 16 games, and that's played out. But if you just look at the attributes and the traits, Bo, he's a good player.
All right, moving on, we go to a player who you like a lot and more of a maybe a box-ish safety, and that's Marcus Gilchrist at the top of the screen as you see him defend the run here. We'll take a look from the end zone angle, but this is really nice job in the box in the red zone.
Yeah, and what I really love about Gilchrist, and again, the key thing for a lot of these safeties is versatility, Bo, because Gilchrist is a safety. He played safety in San Diego's base defense, and then when they went to their sub-package defense, nickel or dime, he played in the slot. And he also played a lot of corner in college at Clemson. So he has a multiple skill set. He can play safety. He can play at the line of scrimmage. He can play deep safety. He can play man-to-man in the slot. He is a very intriguing prospect to me. Does not get a lot of attention out in San Diego with Eric Weddle and with other elements of that team. But I think that Marcus Gilchrist is a really good player. One of the maybe after McCourty, could be the best safety in this class.
All right, Greg, our last safety who we're going to take a look at, Darian Stewart, sort of an under-the-radar player, signed a one-year deal in Baltimore, ended up starting for them into the playoffs, and did a pretty good job.
Yeah, and I think Stewart, who I believe is right here, you're going to see him play lurk coverage here, a very common coverage in the NFL where he's going to just drop inside and start to read routes. Stewart's a guy who's been in the league a little bit. This year he got a chance really to start for a defense that needed secondary help, and he played well. I think when all's said and done, Stewart's probably more of a rotational type safety, special teams player, but a player that has had numerous starts in the NFL, far more than people might think, because he played with the St. Louis Rams prior to the Baltimore Ravens, started a lot of games, and he's a player that can add value and competition to your defense.
All right, well, that'll do it for our look at the free agent safeties to be. For Greg Cosell from NFL Films, I'm Bo Wolf. We'll see you next time right here inside the film room.